Hello, I'm Brian Sexton, along with my broadcast partner, Jeff Lagerman, and we're on the road with the Jaguars here for Jaguars.com, down the heart of New Orleans. I mean, this city has a unique feel all to its own. Tomorrow at the Superdome.
Let me add one thing. I would have liked to have arrived a little softer. We came through a thunderstorm coming here in New Orleans, and when the pilot put that plane down, now he put it down hard.
So if
we're okay, we're breathing.
Maybe some of the guys though who have sore backs. Oh wait, this isn't New York.
That's what I was thinking. But you know, tomorrow's going to be exciting because you know, Brian, this city hasn't seen their football team since the scandal, and I think they're going to want to rally around their football team and show their support. And I think this is going to be a strong turnout for a preseason game, and I think it's going to be a very loud crowd for a preseason game.
Well, they had planes flying over practice this week here in New Orleans saying free Sean Payton. So even though that's not our focus tomorrow night in the preseason game, certainly it will be a main focus of the ball game. We'll spend some time looking at Justin Blackmon for the first time tomorrow night, the Jaguars' first-round pick.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him because I think Justin Blackmon has tremendous body control, and to me that's his greatest attribute. He doesn't run a great 40 time. He's got great hands, and he's got great body control. You put those two things together, he's a guy that probably in the future I think is going to have 100 catch seasons.
If Blaine Gabbert is going to take that next step forward that we all expect, the receiving core is going to have to really help him out. Blackmon, LaRon Robinson, who else in that core are you looking for to step forward?
I mean, to me, Cecil Shorts, Mike Thomas, Brian Rubisky, I think all three of those guys are talented. To me, they have five guys that are very clear right now. If they're going to keep six, all of a sudden maybe a Kevin Elliott comes in the mix. But the five guys that if you look at all five of those guys, you might be able to say right now that they're playing better than any receiver did in all of 2011.
It really turned things around from last season in a hurry, and I don't know that anybody thought they could do it. One more important storyline, the number of undrafted free agents who are getting an opportunity to play and are playing extensively, it's a staggering amount. We're talking eight or nine guys who have a shot here.
Well, I go back to Cameron Bradfield last year, undrafted guy from Grand Valley State. He made the football team. You know, that's one thing the Jaguars have done under Gene Smith, that if you're an undrafted guy, you've got a legitimate chance to make the football team. Montel Owens is another guy. Right. And I think that's why that Jacksonville is an attractive place for the undrafted free agent guys, because they get legitimate chances to make the roster.
Matt Veldman, Julian Stanford, Kevin Elliott. I mean, there are a host of names that shows the depth that this roster has and the decisions that have to be made. So preseason game number two, if you're a player, what are you trying to do? A player who hasn't made the team.
Veteran player?
Yeah, give me a veteran and give me an undrafted rookie.
Two perspectives. If you're a veteran established player, you want to get through it healthy. If you're a veteran player and you're not sure about your roster spot, you're fighting your rear end off to earn that roster spot just like you would if you were an undrafted free agent rookie. And there's plenty of both. I'm talking the veteran guys that need to find a roster spot, and there's plenty of undrafted guys that are going to be fighting hard.